This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasolines. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
That's right, that's me. Do you know what Sunday it is here at WNRN? I do. It's not that often. It's only twice a year. Join in. Get ready. I've been waiting. That's right. Give it away. Give it away to us. Lots of people need it, but we need it. We need it. It's money.
It's a gas.
It's a gas.
Grab that cash with both hands and make a stash.
That's right. Bring it on. And there's money all around, including with our friend Rusty Simpray. Needing to finish up a little work before I get started? Do it up.
Just wanted to say a couple quick thank yous to Shannon Slavinsky here in Charlottesville. Not a first-time pledger to the station. She pledged, picked up a Dixie B-Liner CD, so thank you so much. That's an excellent selection. Very good. And also David Wall of Powhatan, first-time pledger. Picked up a, can't read what that says, but anyway, nice pledge of support. Oh, a t-shirt, I'm sorry. Thank you, David Wall, first time pledger, and hopefully I can go do some math here and come back with a total. Thanks again to all the Bluegrass pledgers. Really means a lot to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's a good thing Rusty's my man, or I wouldn't allow him to take up my time. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN Rocks. You know, if you were just a little bit late on the Bluegrass, you can still call in, make your pledge to Rusty and the Bluegrass. That's right. Are you going to pick up my car this week? My car is ready for its 3,000-mile checkup, and that's why I give Rusty a little time, because he's going to pick it up for me at work and take it in. Not everybody will do that. We are going to be taking calls and pledges this hour. Please write the number down. We'll go through in a little bit exactly. We switch over here. The wake-up call doesn't have CDs to give away. We do have the T-shirts. The new ones are actually pretty cool. And we have lots and lots of gift certificates. Restaurants. We have something in Harrisonburg and something in Richmond and something in Lynchburg and all that. And then, as always, what I think is the greatest pledge that you can probably make here at WNRN, a level 4 pledge on the wake-up call will get you the ability to pick your own topic for this show to discuss. If you're involved in an organization you would like to get some notoriety, some positive notice on air, 1 hour, 60 minutes, a level 4 pledge can get your group that your topic can be covered here in the wake-up call. That's like giving money to two groups. You give your level 4 pledge to WNRN, and your organization gets an hour of radio time. I don't know. That's twice the usage for your $100 bill. We will, again, be going in and out during the hour today to talk about what your availability can do for us. Your cash flow, your check, your credit, your debit card. Bring it all in. But again, what I think is the best of the pledges. There's level 1 pledges. There's some gift certificates out there for the market and kebab shop. There's a level 2 pledge. Forest Lakes, Bel Air Market. There's an incredible number of, there's Rapture, there's Bluegrass Grill and Bakery. That's a great Sunday place to go after you listen to the Wake Up Call. Bonefish Grill, Monowoco. If you want to get a little further up there, you have your money that you want to donate to WNRN, but really not sure about the topic. Clifton Inn, Hamilton's, Joshua Wilton House. You can get a massage for a level 4 pledge. And again, we come back to the topic. Pick your topic. And we're going to give you an example of how you can use that pick your topic donation. 979-0919-1877-967-6762 if you're a little further out. 979-0919-1877-WNRN-ROCKS. Our mini show, miniature show today. We're going to be talking with Mary Ellen Wooten from an organization called Vets for Vets. That's V-E-T-S, the number 4, V-E-T-S. Mary Ellen, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for hanging in there. It's a little nutty, a little crazy out there. People running around everywhere, flying papers, taking CDs off the countertop, spreading out gift certificates so that people know now that Rusty's gone, it's time to give up your hour to me and to your organization. I think people are going to find this very knowledgeable and important. And in a few moments, we're going to be calling a veteran Marine, correct?
Right.
What's his name?
Johnny Fajardo.
Fajardo, because I know I'm going to mess that up. I'm sorry to say that making your pledge won't free you from listening to my communicative errors all the time. So Mary Ellen Wooten, with an organization called Vets for Vets, tell me, I hadn't heard about this organization until I think I read about it in the Daily Progress a month ago.
Correct.
So fill us all in, because not everybody subscribes to the Progress anymore.
Okay. Vets for Vets is a non-political, non-partisan, non-profit peer support organization that's dedicated to helping our Iraq and Afghanistan era veterans. And we utilize peer support, and we build a safe and confidential healing environment for the guys returning back from OIF, OEF.
What was that? O-E-F? O-Y-F?
O-E-F is Operation Enduring Freedom, which is the war in Afghanistan. And O-I-F is Operation Iraqi Freedom, which is the war in Iraq.
Can I ask who named that?
Military.
Okay. They have a lot of special names, don't they?
Acronyms.
Yes. 979-0919. You can call up. If you make a pledge, you can even ask a question that may not be on my list to Mary Ellen, Mary Ellen Wooten, for an organization called Vets for Vets. It's a national organization, right?
It is. It's based in Tucson, Arizona, and they've established chapters all around the country, and my goal is to get the Virginia chapter started here.
So your organization here in Charlottesville?
Yes.
Is the Virginia organization?
Virginia chapter of Vets for Vets.
How did it get started altogether? I mean, because there's other, I think in the spring, I had folks from Blue Star on here, which is an organization that supports the families and the veterans and helps them return to society. Why do we need another organization, especially one that just seems to focus on these two wars?
Because what we do is focus on the veterans themselves. It was founded by Jim Driscoll, and he was a Vietnam veteran, and he's worked in peer counseling for over 20 years, and he believed that a network of peer support groups around the country would benefit this generation of veterans, and we work and focus solely on the veterans themselves. And there are things that they, you know, you need the support of someone that's been there and done that.
Why are you involved? What got you involved?
Why am I involved?
Yeah. Are you a veteran?
No.
Okay.
I have an organization that I run here in town called From Us to You, and we send care packages. And what started happening is when the guys would return, they would start sharing with me some of the issues they were having and how difficult it was to come home. And, you know, I wanted to do something to help them with that because the transition is a difficult challenge. And I looked up Vets for Vets and just decided to get involved. And I believe that early intervention can prevent post-traumatic stress, the family relationship problems, homelessness, suicide, and some other, you know, combat-related issues.
We're going to call Officer Fajardo in just a moment. I've given Sean all the detailed information you need to actually get an outside line or a long-distance line here at WNRN. Because we don't waste your donation pledges by letting volunteers dial their parents from the station, let me take a moment and thank Alt Energy for their support, because a large percentage of the funds that come to run NRN come from our underwriters. Alt Energy of Charlottesville designing and installing solar energy systems in Central Virginia and their Shenandoah Valley. Alt Energy solar systems now practical and reliable, can pay for themselves in just a few years while reducing your carbon footprint. You can also make a difference by walking or cycling when possible and making sure the computers are off or set to hibernate when not in use. More information can be found online, altenergyincorporated.com. Sean, Officer Fajardo on the phone.
Yep.
Let's get him online. Officer Fajardo, or not officer, Corporal Fajardo, how are you?
Yes.
That's a, I guess that's a standard thing that's stuck in my mind, being a non-military guy. Corporal Fajardo, sorry about that, because I would think that for a lot of people, like, I don't want to be no officer. They're all stuck up.
No, I got promoted from that day, huh?
Yes,
hey, Johnny.
Yes. Johnny.
Hello, Mary Ellen.
How are you?
How you doing today, sir?
Very well, sir. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Well, thank you for getting up early in Arizona. Let me talk. We're talking about Vets for Vets and what the organization does, sort of educating a lot of the listeners here. What do you find to be the biggest needs for vets from Iraq and Afghanistan is that might be different from other locations?
Yes, sir. A little personal experience of mine would be, I got to tell you, when I was in 29 Palms, California, we would go on these long runs out in the middle of the desert. And one time in particular when something really stuck into my brain was when we were running out, and it was about an hour into the run, and we had a bunch of people dropping out, not running as fast, and you would look back, and you could see like three or four way out, almost like a mile of guys that just, you know, it was an hour into the running, sweating hot at the beginning of the day, and We turned around, and we kept making loops out in the, it was, like I said, in the middle of the desert, in the middle of 29 Palms, and going back, picking up the vets, I mean, the Marines, making sure that everybody was together. And what finally clicked in my mind was that you're only as strong as the weakest link, and you leave no man behind. So I really got that. That was a physical manifestation of that, and that experience was that of me being in the military. You always look out for the person that's with you. You always only as strong as the person that you're working with. And that was just amazing. So I went to Iraq. I came back. I experienced an extraordinary camaraderie that is unmatched anywhere else. And I came back and, you know, I didn't have that. It was gone. I came back to a loving family, and I just didn't have that. And one of the things I long for the most is that experience, so much that I wanted to re-enlist and, you know, experience that once again. So with Vets for Vets, I was able to experience that camaraderie, but also experience a deeper appreciation to my service, because I got to tell you that a common thing that veterans experience is that we feel like we didn't do enough. And that's the, you know, the core of some people's, you know, most vets is that even if you were injured in combat and you were one of these Marines in Fallujah kicking down doors, there's still a taste of, man, I could have done more. And it's It's all the way from the guy that, it comes all the way from the guy that stayed in the States all the way to the guy that fought in Fallujah. And being able to see that I had that, you know, I've always been very appreciative. I'm very proud of my service. But there's a certain level that it was like, man, I wish I would have volunteered for more missions. I wish I would have done this. Maybe stayed in the service. And I was able to get peace of mind around that, out of participating in Vets for Vets.
Hey, Corporal.
I was able to talk about the things around my experiences that were really disempowering for me, and sharing that with other vets. And one of the wonderful things about it is that other vets feel the same way.
Hey, Corporal Fajardo. Corporal.
You're talking about it, and then other vets see that. And then when they talk, I see myself in what they're talking about, and you're like, wow. It's not just me that feels this way.
Hey, Corporal Fajardo.
And there's a deeper connection as well that you experience.
I don't know. Corporal, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. I got a question for you. My understanding of Vets for Vets is that there are, Mary Ellen, 50 or so cities?
It's one in each state, hopefully.
One in each state.
Goal.
Okay,
that's our
so
goal.
One in each go. What happens to the...
Bring the retreats.
To the folks who are in smaller areas, who don't have such easy access because they're not in Tucson or someplace?
Well, that's how we... Right. So We have workshops in different parts of the country where we invite... vets from all over the country to participate in. So we had a workshop in July that was in Chicago, and it was we call it general workshops, and we pay for anybody in any part of the country to be there. We pay for the flight, the lodging, the meals, everything that it takes for a vet to be at that workshop is paid for by Vets for Vets. So it is open to anybody, even in the most rural area and rural areas in Texas and Florida, you know, for example, for them to be and participate and join other vets in the program.
Is there? That's pretty amazing. I didn't realize that that was all covered. Is there any funding for an Iraqi or Afghanistan vet to go back to school or start their own business once they return?
Yeah, this is we don't offer any kind of. Educational training or anything formal as far as, taking it to the next level in their lives. What we offer is connections with other vets that are going through, are in school and get some, advice from a fellow vet. See, another thing that we have going for ourselves is that veterans listen to veterans. I mean, there's a lot of people out there saying you should do this. There's even commercials out on, different things. It's just a lot of stuff that's not working. And that's the experience that I've heard from other nonprofits that, they're having a hard time reaching out to this generation of vets. But what we have going for ourselves is that, we're helping each other, and when we're inside of these groups that which are informal, what comes out naturally is we want to help each other out. So we say, hey, why don't you go to the VA? Like I checked it out, and it worked out very well for me. Why don't you go? And just hearing something simple as that really makes a difference because it's coming from another vet. And if it's school that's an issue, so if you hear from another vet, then they're more likely to. Maybe attend school or anything that might be benefiting that. I mean, every situation is unique.
All right. I need to take a quick break. It's 11:20 here on the Wake Up Call. Corporal Fardo, hang tight. I'll be right back with you. It is 979-0919. Call up Dallas. I'll probably call my mother in a moment. I don't shy away from that. 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN Rocks. Make your pledge. There's a lot of interesting stuff. Folks answering the phone, we'll be glad to help you. Mr. Mark Smith from the Grateful Dead has actually gotten up early, which is something that doesn't happen very often except on Saturday mornings. But he's here early on a Sunday to answer your phone. call up and make a request for next weekend if you'd like. Markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Cloudy with some rain this morning, clearing a little later today. Highs in the upper 70s, lower 80s in Richmond. Clear tonight, lows 52 to 57. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s, mid-80s in Richmond right now. It's clear many places, some clouds out there in Charlottesville. 64 in the Valley, 64 in Lynchburg, 71 in Richmond, and 66 in Charlottesville.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
That's right, back to me here on Fundraiser Sunday. We're talking with Mary Ellen Wooten. We're also talking with veteran Corporal Johnny Fajardo. He's in Arizona there with an organization called Vets for Vets. Please remember that your Level 4 pledge can get your organization, whether you participate or just find them to be needing of more exposure to the listeners out there, your Level 4 pledge can get those folks online. That's right, a Level 4 pledge from you will do a show that you find important. Corporal, you still with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, just another question. I'm sorry?
I'm a sergeant now.
Yeah, you're a sergeant.
You're a sergeant. Well, Mary Ellen, you got to keep me up to date on this stuff.
You. Yeah. You didn't tell me that.
I've been undermining for the last few minutes. All right, one more question before we finish up here. Do any older veterans from different military, battles? I don't even know the proper word to use here. Other wars participate in helping the Iraqi and Afghanistan vets through Vets for Vets?
Yes, sir. We do have vets that work with us from other eras, the Gulf War and Vietnam era, that participate in Vets for Vets, and these are folks that are in contact with returning veterans. They might be leaders in their particular community, actively reaching out to this generation of vets and communicating what Vets for Vets is and communicating how it can make a difference and extending invitations to participate in the work that we do.
All right, Sergeant Fajardo, thank you so much for participating with us here very early out in Arizona on the Wake Up Call. And we'll continue going talking with Mary Ellen here in Virginia. Thank you, sir.
Bye, Johnny.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Talking about Vets for Vets with Mary Ellen Wooten here in the Virginia spot. And that was Sergeant. Got to upgrade him. Sergeant Johnny Fajardo from Arizona. What does the OIF stand for again? What war was he in?
Operation Iraqi Freedom.
All right. We're going to call my mother now, mostly because we need to get a pledge going in here. So we'll see what we can do for that. A lot of buttons you gotta push. I think she's on the golf course. Hopefully I'm not getting in the way of her putting. Yeah, well, she knows I'm gonna call. If she makes me call her back, she's going to have to pledge more.
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, Rick.
What's happening?
It's raining.
Are you still on the golf course?
Yes.
Yeah, well.
I'm soaking wet.
that's, you're really not saying much about family smarts if you're standing out in the rain with metal sticks in your hand.
That's right. That's not thundering and lightning, though.
Okay. How's your game today?
Not good.
No. Can you write it off to the weather?
Sure. Anything. You got another idea? I'll take two or three excuses.
Do you have any money with you?
No, but I can promise some.
Can you?
Yeah.
How many zeros can we put at the end of that one?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
Can we put something after the one that's not a zero?
No, but you can do a two instead of a one.
Oh, there we go. Two. That's what we like.
So one for me and one for your dad.
Oh, so we're really striking the whole family.
That's right.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you're on the golf course. I won't make you fill out the information, but
okay.
I'll fill out the card for you.
Okay, thank you.
No, thank you.
Are you doing well?
Well, we are now because you're the first one. As I like to say, somebody has to get out on the dance floor first.
Oh, yeah, I love to dance.
Even if I have to drag them out there by calling them.
That's right. I like to dance.
Yes, well, good.
Okay.
All right. Have you gotten any hole-in-ones today?
No hole-in-one today.
All right. So yes. Dad still has zero hole-in-ones compared to your two?
Zero for him.
All right. Well, tell him that if he has another one, I'll up the overall pledge to 300 because he'll be celebrating.
Okay, I will do that.
All right. Well, play right, well and
you.
Play safely, please.
Okay, will do.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's amazing what you can get your mother to do.
Oh, Mom.
Mark Smith, will you stretch your muscles and write up one card for Ann Moore for 100 and one card for Wayne Moore for 100? 979-0919. 877-WNRN-ROCKS. I'd like to know where Brenda Clement Jones is. Do I need to call you out personally as well? Brenda pledges to this program every time around. Hope her husband, Bill, didn't pledge the family away on Rusty Simprey's Bluegrass show. Brenda Clement Jones, bring it on. Where's Katie Chester? Katie Chester, what's happening? 979-0919. Just because we had the phone going, it automatically switches over to open lines, so you can't tell me that you couldn't get through because we were talking to Sergeant Johnny Fajardo. All right, we'll spend a few more minutes here with Mary Ellen Wooten about Vets for Vets, because that is the Level 4 pledge. Call up and get your organization on air for 60 minutes for a Level 4 pledge. All right. Mary Ellen, just a last question for you about Vets for Vets. What can the Charlottesville folks do to help? Because if the program, the organization is designed to help the veterans themselves, what can folks who are not veterans do to participate?
Donate funds, because our belief is that these veterans, they've done their part, and we owe it, at least I feel I owe it to them to do what I can. And without the funding, we can't sponsor the retreats, the workshop weekends. And at the weekend workshop, as Johnny was saying, the travel expenses are covered, their food, their lodging, the workshop materials. It's 100% free to the veteran. And, you know, as with any nonprofit, you need funding to keep going. And I was able to participate in one of the workshops in July, and I saw firsthand just how fantastic it is to see these guys get together and be able to find the support they need. And I really, really, it's important to me that we bring it here to Virginia for our Virginia veterans, the National Guard. They often get kind of left out of the loop. Want to make sure they're included, the Marines and our soldiers. And my vision is to conduct some retreat workshops and providing we have the resources to hold, you know, one for the chaplains and the medics and the officers, because each individual sector has their own sets of issues that they need to work on.
All right. Thank you so much, ma'am. Best
thank
of luck.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
And giving us a chance to talk about Vets for Vets.
All right, boys and girls. Vets for Vets need your support, and you can support them a variety of ways. But again, WNRN is here today asking for your support. 979-0919-1877-WNRN-ROCKS. Let me thank Blue Ridge Mountain Sports for being with us. You can find them with outdoor gear, clothing, and footwear for all your hiking, travel, and everyday needs. You'll find new fall products such as the North Face, Patagonia, Mountain Hardware, along with Gore-Tex footwear from Keene, Merrill, and Vasque. That's Blue Ridge Mountain Sports in the Barrack Road Shopping Center in Charlottesville. They're at Wintergreen and in Richmond at both the Chesterfield Town Center and West Broad Street. Online, it's brms.com. And, you know, we talk about people calling in, stopping by, making pledges. If you call up and you pay your pledge on the early part of our week, there are prizes, special premiums that you can win. So you make your level four pledge here on the wake-up call. You choose the premium that you would like. And whether that's time at Clifton Inn or Shabin or the Joshua Wilton House Inn and Restaurant in Harrisonburg or the massage, you can pick your topic if you choose. But by doing so and taking care of your payment, you become eligible for things. WNRN already is congratulating Caitlin Schwab and James Collins, both from Charlottesville, because they're the first grand prize winners from the fund drive. Caitlin, taking home a pair of 2140 running shoes from Ragged Mountain Running Shop. James won a $150 gift certificate from Whole Foods Market. That's really cool. So make and pay the pledge by 10 a.m. tomorrow, and there's a chance to win a professional teeth whitening kit, including two appointments from Dr. David Mabee, and 100 digitally restored photographs from Great Day Digital. So pay by 5 p.m., and you'll be registered for a 20-gallon aquarium setup from Pet Forum or a 6-month membership to Gold's Gym. All those things. Pretty cool stuff. Just call on, pay your pledge, and that's also a possibility. You're going to make me call my sister, too. Really, I'll call my sister. I'm not the least bit embarrassed to do this. It happens, and people know that it's out there. All right, 11:34 in the wake-up call. Dial up. Tell us what you got. Sitting around preparing for the program this week, and everywhere I look, news, television, news, print, news radio. I learned this week the FDA banned flavored cigarettes. In case you didn't know, that's tobacco tasting like fruit or candy or spice. Apparently some people, quoting our president, think that these flavors attract children towards smoking and making it easier to pick up the habit by altering or covering up the burning, rancid flavor of a regular cigarette. These flavored cigarettes are a gateway for many children and young adults to become regular smokers. That's the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. This fight between the government and the tobacco industry has taken nearly a decade for this lovely law. And for what? So that flavors like Twista Lime and Warm Winter Toffee could come off the shelves? This junk actually makes it easier to identify the underage smokers. Yeah, can I have a pack of toffee cigarettes? Yeah, can I see your ID? The top three cigarette makers claim none of their current products fall into the categories now banned, and these now illegal items make up 1% of the overall market. That's 1%. 10 years to remove 1% of these items proclaimed to be dangerous killers. But the real problem is the utterly ridiculous law itself. Cigarettes have long been declared different from a cigar by their wrapping. Cigarettes wrap the tobacco in paper. Cigars are wrapped in a tobacco leaf itself. So this law banning Kahuwa Colada cigarettes does not make chocolate, mango, or grape blunt cigars illegal. How stupid is that? The supposed goal is to remove enticing tobacco items from the shelves so kids won't start a potentially deadly habit. But since the sour apple flavored blunt is not actually a cigarette, being wrapped in tobacco leaf rather than paper, it's still available. I guess the thought process was since blunt smokers often remove the tobacco and then stuff them with marijuana for a strawberry kiwi joint, they're less deadly. No need to include them in the legislation. I don't like to smoke. I don't like coming home smelling like smoke. I really don't like it when smokers toss their cigarette butts in the street as though they're not litter. But this is stupid. Ban clove cigarettes because they're flavored and enticing, but don't ban banana blunts under the same thought? Look, do it right or don't do it at all. If you're worried about enticing underage kids with flavored items, why don't you remove the lime Budweiser or the lemonade malt beverages from the retail stores? They only exist for people who want to get a buzz but don't like the flavor of alcohol. I think these politicians had their own buzz going while trying to be logical about this. Didn't work. Hello, who is this?
Wren Hinchy.
Wren Hinchy. Hello, Wren. This is your Uncle Rick. How are you today?
Good.
I called to see how much money you had.
I had 29.
$29?
Yep.
Do you have six more? Because I can send you a t-shirt if you have six more.
I have six more.
You do have six more? So you have $35? That's 29 plus 6 is 35. What are you doing?
More to put it in.
What are you doing?
I was just watching TV.
Watching TV? I thought you were playing football.
No.
When did
My
you
put... My practice is at night.
Oh, practice is at night.
Yeah.
How did you have a game?
I didn't know I had a game yesterday.
You had a game yesterday? How was that?
Good.
Good. Did you win?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you running or throwing or tackling?
Tackling.
Well, good. Are you coming home with any bruises? Have you broken any bones?
No.
No?
No.
Also good. We'll get your mother's money, but what kind of t-shirt can I send you? But what color do you like, green or black?
I think I like black.
Black, that's what I think you'd like, too. You're a rough, tough football player. So we'll send you black. All right, can I talk to your mother for a minute?
Where are you?
I'm in Charlottesville. I'm on the radio.
Oh.
You're on the radio, too.
Okay.
All right, can I talk to your mother?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for your money.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Kathy Moore? Kathy,
yes.
Kathy Moore Hinchy?
Yes.
Your son just promised to give me $35 in exchange for a T-shirt.
Wow.
He's not a bargain shopper, but...
He's full of money.
Yeah? Yes. He's not a bargain shopper, but he does understand a good place to spend his money.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Yes. So I'm going to put you on hold and let Mark Smith or one of the other folks out there answering the phones to get your information.
Sounds good. Good
All right.
luck.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I got her on hold or not.
No.
You got to hold it down pretty hard. As you can tell, I'm quality... Quality assisted here by Patrick from Les Temps is here to assist. But I don't know if I really want to hear your question.
So tell me a little bit more about this this whole choose my own topic thing.
Well, I don't know that this applies to you. For fear of what the topic might actually
well,
be.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, because it's like, you know, is there a limited number of these that you're giving away? Because if so, people should call right now before I pledge and you have to do an entire show about cheese doodles. So.
Well, see, but I would take something like cheese doodles and we would turn it into dietary issues of today's youth. Or not youth in your case. Who's,
hey, are you, dude, did you just call me old?
No, but I do think that you should pay your pledge and take the opportunity to possibly win the white, the teeth whitening case to get the orange from the cheese doodles.
Dude, I am coming on the air to support Rick Moore and he's insulting me. This is why I love the man.
But this is why you should make your level 4 pledge, so that you could put someone else on the air so that I can make fun of them. And no, you're not old. The beard and the long hair have no grays in them yet.
Nope, although you keep doing this to me and that's going to start happening. So.
But to answer your question, no, there are not actually a limited number, but there's a limited time that they're available. There's only another 16 minutes, and at this point, usually for the last half hour, by the time I start calling my family, some other people will call in with sort of, you know, where they feel sorry for me and make pledges at that point. But I guess, I don't know what the rain has put everybody in that dampened spirit. And so I can't even get that. I can't even get the sad, sorrowful pledges, to come in.
All right. So I got another question for you.
Yeah. What's that?
How many calls do you get during your show, like with questions for your guests?
That depends. I've found over the years that the more educational the topic, which obviously the less I speak, gets fewer calls because people are sitting around listening. And then because I don't hide where I work or I don't have some fake DJ-ish name, I get feedback that way about, oh, that was really cool. Oh, I had no idea that Vets for Vets actually paid for those guys to come to their, you know, that's how they get more people out there. That's how they use their funding, is to get people to come and go to their workshops. By the way, 979-0919. But the more opinionated the topic, when we start talking about schools, mm-hmm. and what the Charlottesville, Albemarle, Richmond, Lynchburg, Harrisonburg, Culpeper-ish counties are doing with their school systems, then I get a lot more calls. When Lee Channing's on here, I mean,
the phones disintegrate.
Sean leaves here like having to crack his fingers because all he's done is, you know, answer the phones and write me notes in here. And Lee Channing, by the way, will be back in a couple weeks if this program is asked to stay on the air when the phone actually rings with a pledge or two.
So so basically what you're saying is all these people out here that come and approach you, so who are obviously listening to your program, and then all these people who are planning on calling for Lee Channing in the next couple of weeks when she comes back to the studio, but aren't calling right now, they're basically a bunch of freeloaders.
Well, if we need to actually frighten people into calling, those of you who listened when station manager Mike Friend was on about a month ago to discuss FCC and radio issues and heard some of his opinionated answers to my questions, if this show doesn't get a few more pledges at 979-0919, Mike Friend might take over this program, and God bless the rest of us having to listen to that for 60 minutes every week, and then Lee Channing won't be on anymore. Because Mike can entertain himself with no guests and no phone calls.
That's a terrifying prospect, people.
It is a terrifying prospect, and that's why I'm trying, you know, it's like Blair Witch or something. You know, there's no need for large expenditures of money to make it seem entertaining, because Mike Friend can entertain himself, and really that's all that's needed. So if you call up and make your pledge now,
you get to keep Rick Moore.
Well, and that may not be the thing, but you can at least say that your pledge, however it goes to be used, is anti-Mike Friend. I mean, I'm going to make my pledge at the end of the hour just for that purpose. Now, I don't know how others feel, but please, 979-0919.
Hey, what happens if I live outside of the local calling area?
Well, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. And you know, Patrick, one of the things that would be more crucial to those living outside of the area is sometimes it's difficult for me to track down folks outside of the area for topics that are always important to those areas. You know, everybody can listen to Lee Channing, and it's easy to pick on that because it's, you know, 2 or 3 weeks away. But everybody can call in when Lee Channing's here, regardless of where you live. But if you make that level four pledge, because you live in Lynchburg or Richmond or Harrisonburg or Stanton, Waynesboro, you and I, the pledger and I, can track down the topic that you find important in your area. You know, if it's whatever it is, whether it's an organization that's specific to your area, whether it's, you know, a topic that is in the headlines in your newspaper or on your local radio when you happen to accidentally change the dial, we can do that for the hour.
I just want to point out that I'm now getting text messages from people that are listening right now saying, ha ha, Rick burned you.
Well, I can say that without Patrick in here talking with me right now, I might be humming to myself about how to make a pledge.
Actually, that's another good point, though, Rick, is that, okay, let's say I'm living out in Richmond or something. I want to have one of these topics on that you're talking about, but my rent's due tomorrow. I really don't have the money sitting around right now to pay, you know, for these premiums right this moment.
Let me just step up and say this. If you got to live in your car, you need NRN on the radio. So make your decisions in an appropriate, you know, manner of level of importance.
I guess what I'm asking, though, is that do I have to pay today?
No, you don't have to pay today. You don't have to walk in today and pay your cash. You can say that you'll be in, you know, halfway through October once your rent is paid, once you're a little further into the line, once you've had ramen noodles for a few weeks to save up your cash. It all works.
Well, Rick, it's always a pleasure to come on the show and rap with you for a little bit, and hope you raise $1 million. Those numbers again are 979-0919 and 1-877-967-6762. You can also call *NRN on your Intellis wireless phone, because we know you're pinching the pennies, so that won't show up on your cell phone bill.
And to reach our $1 million goal, Corin Capshaw, please dial us up now. Patrick was asking about, you know, programs and shows. Thank you, Patrick, by the way. And he has no gray hair, boys and girls. He's really not that old. Although your eyesight is so bad. Some of the shows we've done since the last fundraiser, a lot of economics, obviously, with what's going on in our area. Subprime lending, had a UVA professor on the air. Meadow Creek Parkway. You know what's cool? We have a gift certificate here for L'Etoile, a brunch gift certificate for a level two pledge. And back in the fall, Mark Gresge, who's one of the co-owners with his wife Vicky of L'Etoile, was in here as we talked about local foods and local farms. One of my favorite shows for the last couple months is we had a program about people and job loss. And we had a job owner come in and talk about how it felt to have to lay off people from her business. And then we had a woman who unexpectedly lost her job, the mother of two kids, and what was going to happen in her home. I do want to thank Matthew Lang for calling up from Waynesboro with his pledge. Matthew, I hope you score something that you really like here on the Wake Up Call. Feel free to dial us up during any show and let us know what you want to hear, what you want us to talk about. And there's a few minutes left, 11:52, to call up and make your pledge. I do want to thank Blue Ridge Graphics for allowing us to be on air. Blue Ridge Graphics, Meade Avenue and East High Street in Charlottesville, providing custom T-shirts and sportswear, plus promotional items for schools, organizations, and businesses. Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746, and at brgtshirts.com. There's also Been Around Tattoos. You can find them in downtown Waynesboro, featuring male and female tattoo artists. Been Around Tattoos has thousands of designs available and can create work from a design that you provide. Been Around Tattoos in downtown Waynesboro and at 701 West Main Street in Charlottesville. For more information, it's beenaroundtattoos.com.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
Oh, he was known as a friendly neighbor and a loving husband, so why did a former area realtor end up hiring a hitman to kill his wife? Virginia Film Festival's new director takes the interview hot seat, and the area's water debate continues. It appears a contract is about to be signed on designing the controversial new reservoir. Read all about it in The Hook. The Hook, reminding you their paper is free, so you have some cash for the wake-up call. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Producer Sean McCord here to allow me to take a deep breath. Sean?
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
Things are going hectic this morning. Lots of people here ready to answer the phone, if only the phone would ring some more.
I only have so many relatives to call.
Well, you know, I know lots of children. Maybe I can start calling more children.
Well, we do have some level one pledges for those who want to break into their piggy bank. I mean, level one pledge, you know, I'll take your $10.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a level, that's a little less than a level one pledge. A level one pledge, we have some things for those.
Well, sure. We've got a $10 ticket for kebabs, which is a wonderful lunch place here in town, and $10 off of markets of, $10 certificate at Markets of Tiger Fuels. And I'm not familiar with this. Where's El's Burrito and Juice?
I believe that's on the downtown mall, is it not, Ann Williams? It is on the downtown, yes. So check it out. I mean, $10 gets it if you get, you know, a lot of people are like, I don't know, that seems kind of, I've never been there. I don't know anybody who's been there. Well, for $10, you can go for free almost.
And it's on the downtown mall, so you know it has to be good.
Taco
that's the curry? Taco cart?
It's the taco cart.
Oh, all right. Oh. So the taco cart is
taco
very
cart.
Cool.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right.
Oh, that place is great.
That is cool.
Oh.
I like the taco cart.
And look, for a $50 pledge, you can get a $25 gift certificate at Bel Air and at Rapture. And if you're in Lynchburg, we've got a $25 gift certificate for Charlie's in Lynchburg.
Hey, you know, I don't think I put this on here on my list, but it strikes me, as I've already shouted out Lee Chaney's name like 15 times in the last 10 minutes, but for a level four pledge, I have a one-hour session with Lee Chaney. as someone who makes the phones ring tons, maybe she'll make the phone ring right now.
Well, that pledge seems only intuitive.
Oh, the word that I wanted to say is not allowed due to the George Carlin seven-word rule. But true. I mean, I don't know why someone who can make the phone ring 30 times in the course of an hour, where we can't even get to everything that we, you know, everybody who wants to ask a question, it should make the phone ring right now to get your own one-hour time with her guaranteed for your level four pledge.
That's right. You don't even have to call in. You don't even have to go through my filtering process. You can sit down for Lee the whole hour and talk to her and have her consult with you.
And for those who don't know where Lee Channing's office is, it's actually within about 200 yards of the WNRN station. So you can come and, you know, pay your pledge and then call Lee up or drive over to set up your appointment with her. You may not get it, you know, 2 minutes after you pay your pledge, but you'll know where you are and how to get there because it's just down the road.
And remember, Lee Channing is an intuitive consultant, so she's expecting your call.
Oh, see, now you're being funny. 979-0919, the phone just rang for that. Maybe it's for Lee Channing, maybe it's not. There's about, what would you say, 30 different gift certificates, et cetera, on this list here. If you do the level two pledge and get the Forest Lakes gift certificate, you can stop by and say hi to me or tell me how wonderful the show is or pass along your request for what Mark Smith should play on the next Grateful Dead and Friends, since I see him all the time. So just a few moments left. Where is Brenda Clement Jones? Where is Katie Chester? It's people, Ted Henneberry? I may not call you this hour, but you can expect a nasty call after the program is over. In fact, you may even get some mail that you want to check before you actually open it. We'll see what we can do about that.
Well, my favorite incentive here, Rick, is to pick your topic for the Level 4 Pledge. I mean, what an opportunity if you work for a nonprofit or you've got an issue of the day, to be able to come in for an hour and just chat with you and tell your friends and be live on the radio and have people call in. What a great opportunity that is. That's
well,
why I come here every single day.
I said this at the start of the program is, you know, Patrick brought it up as well. Not everybody has a lot of cash anymore. It's a tough time. But the level four pledge, you're doubling up on your money use because WNRN gets the money to use for our expenses because I'm not getting paid. That made the phone ring. I'm not getting paid. But what happens is the $100 goes to WNRN and then we call and talk with about the topic that's important to you, about the organization that you feel needs some money donated or something else in a positive manner. And they get an hour on the air to talk about what they do and how they do it. So, we got about 60 seconds left before Drew Thompson brings it in here to talk about Les Temps and raise some money for the 80s and 90s alternative sound. But please, the phone line, there's finally Mark Smith talking to somebody who's not related to me. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. There's way too many gift certificates out here for your potential pledge to go through them all, but Charlie's is in Lynchburg. If you don't want something to eat, Bittersweet on the downtown area in Charlottesville, Vintage Clothing. Avenue 805 is a Richmond restaurant. Joshua Wilton House and Inn in Harrisonburg. You only have a little cash. It's kebabs, Market of Tiger Fuel, and the taco cart downtown. All right, we're going to turn it over. You can call in for a little bit. I'm going to answer phones for Drew Thompson. Sean, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, Rick.
And we'll be back again next week. We just won't be hitting you up for cash.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. And by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at wakeupcall@WNRN.org. The Wake Up Call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for The Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.